This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh my God. We're talking about engagement rings. First things first. The two single people on the show are not...
No.
This is just a news story.
No.
We are Aaron isn't in a relationship where she's thinking about getting married.
Nope.
You're not in a relationship at all, right?
At all.
Not even a situationship
at
the moment.
Nothing.
Okay. Nor am I.
Mm-hmm.
So like we're because the weirdest thing is, as a complete 900th tangent on this show, if you're a casual listener of the show, but real fervent texter, like you get in your car, you hear the word engagement, Aaron and I are talking, it's like, what? You guys are hooking up? What? You're getting married? What? And it's like,
T-Hack's the best man.
What?
I would assume. Okay, I'll just...
First off, Aaron and I are not getting married, nor are we getting married to each other. Like, that's not happening. But, like, just people hear what they want to hear.
Yeah, definitely.
You tune in for one second, you're like, oh my God, what's happening on the show? The point is, we're talking once again about the most ridiculous rule in history. You're supposed to spend 3 months' salary on an engagement ring. Is that true? I mean, they're saying to drop it, right?
Yeah.
That's no longer...
It doesn't matter anymore.
That seems like a lot.
Are you going to figure out how much 3 months... You don't want to
because
everyone's going to rethink it.
Well, I'm trying to at the time when I bought my wife's ring.
How much were you... Off air a minute ago, TAC told us...
my journey. The hero's journey of radio.
When he started in radio, I want all the ladies who see the TAC pictures and go, he looks enough like Jason Momoa Costco that I'd take a run at him.
Yeah.
You need to understand that the
Jared Momoa, maybe?
Sure. That the woman who he's married to put up with you making how much money?
I made $10 an hour. And I was not allowed to work more than 26 hours at the radio station because I was part-time. So at the time, if you went over, they had to offer you more benefits
and stuff.
So
you made $260 a week.
Yeah, max, before tax. So, you know, that was a time in my life that my wife put up with a lot. Yeah.
Hold on. 260
Don't do it.
Times 52 equals... $13,520. Now, 3 months' salary would be a quarter of that.
Yeah, that was about right for a while.
$3,380. Now, are you supposed to spend...
Hold on, say it again.
$3,380. Yeah, are you supposed to spend gross 3 months' salary or
my salary
net?
Was gross.
$3,380. Now, if we tax that, then I'm gonna give you 60% of that. $2,028. To ask the best woman on the face of the planet Earth, the most patient, the most kind, beautiful, like you're rolling up to her with something that fell out of a damn bubblegum machine. And that's, did you?
No, that's about right. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm looking online and like, there are some decent ones that are fairly
cheap. $2,000?
But the thing is, they're not the ones that I'm looking at. They're not diamonds. They are moissanite. They are like
hers is diamond. Yeah.
Okay.
Hers is a little more than that. I had to finance it. I don't want to lead anyone astray here.
But did you actually spend that money? Did you do the math and go, I have a budget of this? Or did you just go, I want to spend, like, because I think the whole 3 month salary, diamonds in general, we could get into that whole thing, but like,
yeah,
it's all a lie. There's more diamonds. They're not rare. They're not worth what they say they're worth. Mm-hmm. De Beers is hiding all the diamonds from you because if they let all the diamonds out on the market, you'd walk down the street and like you'd be more apt to pick up a penny that was tails up than pick up a damn diamond. Like legit. Yeah.
No, I didn't do any math like that. We had gone together to look at rings and she found one that she liked and then
in the $2,000 range.
No, she just found one that because I genuinely didn't know. And I knew this was like the wedding ring, so I knew it was going to be expensive. I'd never spent that much money in my life at that point, right. I don't think. But she had found one that she liked, but it was white gold and she wanted it yellow gold. So it was still kind of a surprise because she didn't actually see her ring until I gave it to her.
Did you go to one of the chains? Like one of the, were you at the mall? Were you at Zales or something?
Yeah, I was at the mall. It was not Zales. I will never go to Zales.
Why?
Because they were the ones that they did outed
me,
him.
Yeah, they did me real dirty one time.
Why did I forget? What am I forgetting?
You forget all of his stories. Yeah. It's kind of sad.
They're just not that good.
Let's not say Zales. So let's say Shales or something. I don't know.
What did they do? Remind me?
I had given my wife a gift. I think it was either a necklace or a ring. I don't remember. Some piece of jewelry before we were engaged. And I'd given it to her and she needed it. Something changed about it, so she took it back to Zales with her mother. Just the two of them were out shopping. She's like, oh, let's go back and get it exchanged or whatever. And they were trying to make the change, and the Zales goes, oh, well, we can't do that. This was bought on a on a sale. This is a sale item. I'm like, hey, unnecessary detail. Who needs to know that?
That just means you're frugal. That's okay. Was she mad about that?
No, she wasn't.
But
she wasn't
mad.
Really. I was just like, hey, come on, have a little. Don't you know what's decorum. Going on here? Guys are going in there just blindly buying stuff, giving it to.
You're like, what do you got that's cheap?
Yeah.
For I've the love of jewelry my life. Like that.
Oh, I remember this guy. Bought this. He paid in pennies.
So then you didn't buy it at Zales?
No, it
was
wasn't Zales.
Every kiss
but it
begins
was,
with K? Or?
No, it was. I genuinely don't remember
do
what it was.
Do they have them here?
No, but it's part of like a network of jewelry stores.
It's probably Fred Meyer or something. Because Kroger owns those guys, I think.
No.
I swear the grocery store they built
kidding?
By my house.
You're right.
There was a jewelry store when it first went in. There was furniture, jewelry. I swear the King Supers by my house was like, I bought my now ex-wife jewelry from King Supers.
Okay, you know what? I will say Costco has some good jewelry.
But yeah, it's part of like a network because I know we've taken it to Ben Bridge here.
Oh, okay.
And they've cleaned it and stuff. It's part. They're all part of the same like whatever. You get your free cleaning.
As long as we're just outing ourselves.
Okay.
Like you just reminded me, I bought my now ex-wife a beautiful diamond and whatever the dark blue stone is.
Is it a sapphire?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe. Yeah, something. It was gorgeous.
Wow.
And she was like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful thing in the world. Do we need to insure it and stuff? I'm like, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh,
so,
no.
And she was like, where'd you get it? I'm like, Shane Co., where I buy all of our stuff, obviously, whatever. And luckily I had friends at the time working at Shane Co. They called me when she took it in to have it serviced. And they're like, hey man, I don't know what kind of shenanigans you're running, but we don't carry this ring. I bought it at Costco. But I can't tell her.
Yeah. But now what if the workers there were like, oh no, this is from Costco. You would be mad. You'd be like, that's unnecessary.
You're right.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.